This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology, with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to future challenges. Addressing the nation in the 118th episode of his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi commended the nation's recent achievements in the space sector, lauding the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup, Pixel, for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation, Firefly. The Prime Minister called it a significant step towards self-reliance. The Prime Minister also applauded the space docking of satellites, saying that this technology is important for sending supplies to space stations and crew missions in space. He said India has become the fourth country to achieve this success.
इस बात का प्रमाण है कि भारत के वैज्ञानिक और इनोवेटर्स भविष्य की चुनौतियों का समाधान देने के लिए कितने विजनरी हैं। हमारा देश आज स्पेस टेक्नोलॉजी में नए कीर्तिमान स्थापित कर रहा है। मैं भारत के वैज्ञानिकों, इनोवेटर्स और युवा उद्यमियों को पूरे देश की ओर से शुभकामनाएं देता हूँ।
Prime Minister Modi extended his greetings in advance for the 75th anniversary of Republic Day, saying that this year's celebration is particularly special as this year marks 75 years of the Constitution coming into force. Mr. Modi saluted the members of the Constituent Assembly who contributed in framing the Constitution. The Prime Minister remembered Baba Saheb Ambedkar, Dr. Rajendra Prasad and Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, saying that citizens must take inspiration from thoughts of these great leaders. Prime Minister Modi also highlighted the importance of National Voters Day, which will be celebrated on 25th of January. This day is important because on this day, the Election Commission of India was established. On the ongoing Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh, the Prime Minister said, "This is an extraordinary confluence of equality and harmony." He said the Kumbh celebrates the festival of unity in diversity and people congregate on the sands of the Sangam.
हजारों वर्षों से चली आ रही इस परंपरा में कहीं भी कोई भेदभाव नहीं, जातिवाद नहीं। इसमें भारत के दक्षिण से लोग आते हैं, भारत के पूर्व और पश्चिम से लोग आते हैं। कुंभ में गरीब अमीर सब एक हो जाते हैं, सब लोग संगम में डुबकी लगाते हैं, एक साथ भंडारों में भोजन करते हैं, प्रसाद लेते हैं। तभी तो कुंभ एकता का महाकुंभ है।
On the completion of 9 years of Startup India, the Prime Minister said, the country's startup culture is not limited to big cities and more than half of the startups are from Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Remembering the contribution of Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose, the Prime Minister said, the country will celebrate the 23rd of January as Parakram Divas on Netaji's birth anniversary. Terming Subhash Babu a visionary leader, Mr. Modi said, courage was ingrained in Netaji's nature. Pointing towards good work done by the citizens for the betterment of society and environment, Mr. Modi highlighted the work of Deepak Nabam of Arunachal Pradesh. He said Mr. Deepak runs a living home where mentally unwell, physically challenged, and the elderly people are served and drug addicts are taken care of. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has extended his greetings to the personnel of NDRF on the occasion of NDRF Raising Day. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, the NDRF has saved lives in natural calamities and other trying times and become the symbol of the government's commitment to the security of citizens. Israel has delayed the Gaza ceasefire deal with Hamas. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the ceasefire will not come into force until Hamas provides the names of the first hostages it plans to release. A statement from his office says he instructed the Israel Defense Forces not to begin the ceasefire, which was scheduled to take effect at 12 noon Indian time today. On the other hand, Hamas says the delay is due to technical reasons. The Indian men's and women's teams are all set to compete in the finals of the CoCo World Cup 2025 today. Both teams will face Nepal at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. The Indian women's team will play their final match at 6 p.m. while the men's final will be at 7:45 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.